Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Do infants have a spiritual life? Anthropologist Alma Gottlieb thinks so. So do the Beng, a group of people with whom she works in Africa. In fact, to the Beng, infants are the most spiritual beings of us all. In Beng villages, a newborn is seen as the reincarnation of an ancestor, a fully spiritual being the moment they are born. As the baby grows, he or she is believed to be on a journey away from a spirit village called Rugbe. In Rugbe, spirits representing all races pass their time in harmony. Coming from Rugbe, the infant may find this new life different, even shocking, certainly not harmonious. A crying infant that cannot be comforted may simply be homesick for Rugbe and unable to communicate this fact. According to the Beng, though, the real problem of communication lies with the adults, not with the infants. For in Rugbe, all souls understand each other. The parents, however, are so far from Rugbe that they no longer understand the words of the infant. Since infants are seen as so knowledgeable regarding language, adults speak directly to them, often continuously and face to face, as they would other adults. Babbling is encouraged and delighted in. But where a parent from another culture might think that the baby is learning a language through babbling, the opposite is true for the Beng. Babies are instead shedding old languages, ridding themselves of those not appropriate for this life. For the Beng, then, newborns are fully spiritual beings, carrying with them the knowledge and beliefs of their reincarnated ancestors. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is written by Dr. Robert Leonard and Anton Daughters.